Blog Talk Radio.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Alberta country artist Mark Lorenz joins me on the show to talk about, among other things, his current CD, Route 72, which includes his new radio single called Someday. My pleasure to welcome to the show on the line from Alberta, Mark Lorenz. Hey, Mark.
How you doing?
I am doing great. How about yourself this evening?
I'm doing really, really good.
And we were talking before we came on about all this crazy weather out there in Alberta with snow and everything and the coldness, and here in Ontario. Boy, it's something to be Canadian, isn't it? It's a good
thing. It is. It is. You know, I mean, the one good thing, well, I mean, there's a million good reasons for living here in Canada, but the one thing about the cold weather, no bugs.
Right.
I mean, you go anywhere in the south, you're going to get bugs, you know, down. But no bugs here. No big spiders.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, congratulations. The new single, Someday, is doing really well. And do you want to give us a little stats on it? I understand it's was it the most downloaded or a certain ranking of that?
It was the fifth most downloaded song for the period that it was released, which is it was amazing. I mean,
that's great.
Yeah, you know, like we've been waiting for a single to really sort of, I guess, not necessarily take off, but kind of kickstart or give a really good launch. And this one is definitely doing it this time around.
It's such a building process, isn't it, to get songs out there, and each one gets you a little more known and the radio people get to know you and fans, but it's just a matter of building that career and then the right song being the one that, you know, takes things to the next level.
It is, you know, and I mean, it's definitely, it's a building block process where you got to go out there and you got to keep going, you know, like my grandfather used to say, for every time a door closes, a window opens somewhere, you know, and so you just keep putting the songs out there, you pour your heart and soul into each song and you just keep trying.
And it's so important to have a team around you, isn't it? People who believe in you and support you. Not only that, but do certain functions like marketing and promo. There's Angie and there's Lauren Tutty, of course.
Yep.
Okay. People like that.
I'm very blessed to have the team that I have around me. Everybody from our crew when we're on the road to our management, to our label, to our publicists and promotion people. It's really nice to know that, you know, like, I mean, you start out with a dream and you want to pursue your dream, and to have people come on board and say, you know, we want to be a part of your dream. It's a very humbling thing, you know, and it's really cool, and the team has been amazing. So
now, I love the story of how things got started, and you had shared it on the show last time, too. Such a great story, a recording studio in the mall, and I guess you were thinking about making a gift for a friend, and that's how it started, but that actually, the recording of that led you to enter a talent contest.
It did. The engineer at that studio that we recorded in, he asked me if I was interested in coming back and putting down some more demo vocal tracks, and so I went back and he said, well, I have a friend in the city here that's hosting a talent contest. You know, would you be interested in going in it? And I kind of hemmed and hawed about it for a second. You know, I wasn't quite sure if this was the, you know, the avenue that I wanted to pursue. And he's like, oh, you know, what do you got to lose? And so I went into it and I was bit by the music bug. You know, like I fell in love with getting on stage and performing. And one thing just led to another. And it's been an amazing journey up until this point. And I cannot wait to find out what the future holds for us.
And you're well on your way to that again with the single Someday, and of course the album doing well. And you shot a couple of videos as well, one for the song Like a Radio. It's a great song and a really cool video. It looks like you felt pretty comfortable doing the scenes in that. Was that the case?
You know what? Acting is it's a weird activity all to itself. You know, like after like we shot the two videos, Like a Radio was shot first, and you know, like our director, you know, when he says, you know, action, let's go, and then he says, okay, cut, and he looks at me and he says, all you got to do, Mark, is act naturally. And when you got three or four cameras on you, it's really hard to act naturally. You know?
Exactly.
But we had a great time shooting those. We did a video for Like a Radio, and we did a video for Somewhere in Alberta, which you can see on the website, which links you to our YouTube site. And both of those videos were shot here in southern Alberta. And yeah, I mean, check them out. We had a lot of fun shooting them.
Yeah, I can tell by watching. Now, the cool story with Somewhere in Alberta, as you told us last time on the show, of course, George Strait has a song song called Somewhere Down in Texas, and I guess you heard it and some other people and said, well, we love the song, but we'd like to adapt it to talk about Alberta.
You know, when it's a funny story how we got on to that song. We were driving back from Ontario. We just finished doing a tour out east, and we were on our way back. And it came on the radio. It was a Phil song on one of George Strait's CDs. And as I'm driving down the highway in the dark listening to this song, it really struck me as like a song about home. And I started singing along, and every time George Strait would sing, you know, I'm somewhere down in Texas, it just naturally came out as I'm somewhere in Alberta. And so when we got back here, I sat down and I picked it and learned it on my guitar. And we went into the next show, which was here in our hometown, and we played it in front of our hometown crowd, and they went crazy. They just fell in love with it. And
wow.
The more we played it, the bigger the response we got from it, and we decided this has to be a single. This has to be a cut on Route 72.
It's great to be able to have a song like that, isn't it, where you can sort of show your province and where you're from, what it means, and you kind of unify people through it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, like, I'm 100% proud Canadian. I'm very proud to live in Alberta, especially in southern Alberta. This is where my roots are and my family and all of my friends. This is where everything got started. You know, like, my hometown rodeo was where I released my very first CD. This is where my fan base and my fan club started, and it's my roots, my home.
Now, you had a chance a few years back to showcase at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. What was that experience like?
That was a pretty humbling experience to step out onto a stage that has hosted every recording act, you know, that you grew up listening to. You know, Johnny Cash performed, you know, Patsy Cline performed there, Merle Haggard's performed there, and of course, you know, Lefty Frizzell and Buck Owens and everybody that I grew up listening to, and then all the way up to the brand new stuff that is out today. So it was very interesting. I don't normally get stage fright. I'm usually really pumped before we hit the stage. But when they called my name and I was standing backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, I swear you could hear my knees knocking. And I was, my teeth chattering, you know. I was so freaked out. I was like, oh, how am I going to do this? How am I going to go out there and sing in front of these people on this stage, you know. As I walked out to the squared circle, right in the center of that stage.
Right.
I was so nervous, but the minute I crossed over into that circle, it was like there was this energy in the air that you could feel surround you all the way around you, and it just felt, as funny as it sounds, it felt like home. And the band started, and we took off, and I cannot wait to get back there. Like, every night, you know, I say thank you for the talents that I've been given to get out there and do this for a living. And I, you know, one of the things is please help me find my way back to the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow, that's awesome. We're going to come back in a few moments and talk about songwriting and some of the songs on the album, and including one that almost went to Dirk Bentley that you got a chance to record. But we're going to turn to New Mexico, one of the songs from the album, Mark, and if you can share a bit about it, and then we'll play it for our listeners.
Sure. New Mexico was a song that came out of a tour that led us all the way to Albuquerque, New Mexico. We left Calgary, headed south, and every city name that is named in that song, we actually toured through. And as we were going down there, I was just jotting down the stuff in my songbook. I keep a songbook with me all the time. And when we made it to New Mexico, I just was sitting there playing with my guitar, and I was flipping through the pages, and I was like, I can hear, you know, I can see, I can hear Albuquerque calling my name, you know, because here we are. And it just sort of took place. It was actually one of the easiest songs that I've ever written. It just all sort of, it was like somebody guided my hand, put it on the paper, and I wrote the song.
Wow. That's awesome. Well, let's share it now, and let's hear this great song. This is Mark Lorenz. He joins us on the line from Alberta, and the song is New Mexico here on In the Country.
Up everything I own, feeling like a fool under a broken sky, this broken heart and I turn that truck to the south. I don't know where I'm going, but I know where I'm bound. I can hear Albuquerque calling my name. I hear its nice down in Santa Fe. I've never been to Gallup, so I think that I might go. I'm gonna start a brand new life in New Mexico. I stopped in Great Falls to get some gas. Again in Jackson at the Teton Pass, I had to see your faithful, 'cause it helps me forget about you. I made Denver by the break of dawn, and Pueblo was my last stop. I can see that state line, it's only an hour or two. I can hear Albuquerque calling my name. I hear it's nice down in Santa Fe. I've never been to Roswell, so I think that I might go. I'm gonna start a brand new life in New Mexico. I stopped outside a Taos and took a look around. I took a deep breath of yesterday, knew that I was home in New Mexico. Down in Santa Fe, I've never been to Farmington, so I think that I might go. I'm gonna start a brand new life in New Mexico. I'm gonna start a brand new life in New Mexico.
Calgary, Alberta country artist Mark Lorenz, and a great song called New Mexico from his album Route 72. And can you remind us, Mark, where we can find you on the internet to not only read about you but to order the CD from?
Yeah, you bet. If you go to marklorenz.ca, that's marklorenz.ca, that'll link you in with our MySpace, Facebook, YouTube, iTunes, Twitter. Let's see if I'm forgetting CD Baby, Reverbation, CMT. It'll link you in with all the sites, actually. So, and it also gives you details on the contests that we're hosting on the main site and on all of the sites around us. So.
Oh, great. Perfect. That's another good reason to check that out. Now, the album has a song on there I was reading about, Almost Went to Dierks Bentley, but you got the chance to put it on your CD.
I did. I was really fortunate because missing you, I mean, when you when we were looking for material for the album, this was the first album that we did that I didn't write all the material on. When we did Black, I did all of the writing. And Route 72, we tried a different venue because there are so many, like being down in Nashville all the time, you're surrounded by so many incredibly gifted songwriters that, you know, they give you their demos and you listen to it. And I mean, sometimes you go, wow, man, I really wish I could have wrote that, but I definitely need to record that. Right. And this was one of those songs. It came about, it was offered to us, and we managed to, I wouldn't really say take it away from Dierks Bentley because I don't think we really have that much pull, but it was in contention for his album too. So it gives me a little bit of something to talk about, you know, when we run into Dierks on the road. It's like, hey, how you doing, man? I recorded a song.
That's so funny, yeah. Now, for the songs on the album, the ones you wrote yourself, was it tough to narrow it down to the ones that did end up on there? Did you put aside some that, you know, are really good too that maybe you'll use down the road?
Definitely. You know, it's kind of a weird thing when you're a songwriter and you're putting together an album and you're putting material on that you didn't write yourself, because there's always material that you want to record. You know, like probably in the last, I would say in the last 10 years, I've probably wrote 250, 300 songs. And out of those, you know, 250 songs, trying to narrow 6 or 10 down for an album project gets really hard, because everything that you write has some kind of an emotional attachment to you. But when it came down to actually the cutting block of putting the songs together for the album, we just tried to surround the album with all the material that was going to be just right, a perfect fit for that album, you know. And so we chose, you know, Missing You, and we chose Someday, and we chose Wanna, and then we chose Six Pack that I wrote, New Mexico, You Wreck Me, you know, those songs. And we just built on that.
Now, you did some writing with some not only Nashville hit makers, but some great Canadian writers, Julian Austin, and was it a couple of the guys from Joe Hick?
Yeah, I wrote with Kenny Sitter from Joe Hick.
Right.
It was a really cool experience. So we actually wrote Harder Than It Has to Be, which is one of the songs on Route 72, and we were really lucky because when you start writing with a new writing partner, sometimes it takes, you know, more than one sit-down meeting to write. You know, you got to sort of get to know each other. And me and Kenny, we've known each other for an awful long time, but we've never had the chance to co-write together. And when we sat down, we went and we sat in his basement, and we pulled out two guitars, and Harder Than It Has to Be just came out. And so we've wrote, you know, a few times since then. We are looking at a couple different things for a brand new project that we've put together, and I've been very blessed with the people that I've been able to sit down and write with.
Now, when radio people give you feedback, if they do offer it to you, maybe even the fans, but what kind of feedback are you getting about your songs and your singing? What kinds of things are people saying that you do very well?
Well, people really come out, they love the live show, they love the CD. They come out and it's a pretty cool experience when somebody comes up to you and they say, we really like this song on the album. We were wondering if you would mind if we used it for our wedding, you know, and it's kind of oh, wow, you know, like, I'd be honored. It'd be really cool, you know. And it's also humbling when somebody comes up to you and they say, you know, my mom passed away this year from cancer and she was a big fan of yours and we were wondering if we could play one of your songs at her funeral. And it's almost like, oh, wow, you know, like.
Yeah, it's pretty major thing.
It is. It's a very powerful thing. And yeah. So we found a very positive response from everybody all the way around from radio and from our fans and from the people that are coming on board now, either as part of our street teams or joining up with our fan club. And I think it's all just a stepping process, you know, like
yeah.
The more you do it, the more comfortable you become with it. It just kind of takes a life of its own.
Oh, for sure. And you've had a chance to perform not only for a bunch of your fans, of course, but you've opened for Clay Walker, Johnny Reed, Emerson Drive. What's it like sharing the stage and opening up for great acts like those guys?
You know, it's amazing. In the industry, I mean, a lot of those guys are friends, and I feel very blessed to get the opportunity to warm up a crowd or to open a show for those guys. Everybody that makes it to some level of success in this business gets a great deal of respect from me because it's not easy. It's very trying at times. And so to open up for these guys, to have them call you up and say, you know, hey, we're going to do a show in Saskatchewan or in Manitoba or in Alberta, and we're wondering if you'd like to come and open for us. You know, it's really amazing. And not only that, but it gives us a chance to perform in front of, you know, like Johnny Reed has an amazing, huge fan base. Emerson
right.
Drive, the same with them. I think the really cool experiences, though, we've had as an opening act are when we open for, like, we open for Nick Gilder or for Trooper or April Wine.
Right.
Because we're going into those venues completely blind, right? Like these are venues that are, you know, hard rock and want to have some fun. And here we are, a country band opening up for this huge Canadian rock band. And so it can be a little bit nerve-wracking at times, but we get backstage and I say to the boys in the band, I'm like, hey, let's just go out there, rock the house and have some fun. Let's, you know, let's just show them what Mark Lorenz is all about.
Yep.
And it's funny because the more we've done that, when you come see our show, you'll see a mix of everybody from AC/DC diehard fans to Merle Haggard diehard fans and everybody in between.
That's pretty cool to be able to appeal to the wide range of fans and also to win over some ones that might not have otherwise listened.
It is. It's really cool.
Yeah. Let's turn to the brand new single that's doing so well called Someday from the album. And if you can share a bit about it, Mark, and then I'll play it for everybody.
Someday was a song that we picked up from a writer in Nashville. And while we were down there shopping for material, this came across our desk. And, you know, it's weird because when you're recording stuff from another writer, you try and find something to totally relate with to that song so that when you do it live, you can sing through your heart tough to explain, but Someday came across there and I listened to it once and I knew that this song had a part of me in it.
Right.
And when we cut it and put it out on the album, it just took a life of its own. And it's about dreams. It's about getting out there and chasing down a dream, you know, and that's what we're doing. So,
well, that's awesome. That's a great story behind it. And let's share it now with our listeners for those who haven't heard it and those who have. This is Someday, the latest single from Mark Lorenz here on In the Country.
Freedom's highway.
Alberta country artist Mark Lorenz, and that is his brand new single doing so well. It is called Someday, and you'll find that on his album Route 72, which you can learn more about, and you can even order it from marklorenz.ca, marklorenz.ca, a great website to visit. A lot of artists have teamed up, male artists, with each other. For example, of course, Brad Paisley and Keith Urban start a band. Derek Rutan and Dierks Bentley got together. Have you ever considered doing one of those kind of duets, teaming up with a great another great male artist?
We do, actually, and we're in the current process of working something for a new project. Now, I can't get too into detail about it because it's going to be a big surprise. But
nice.
Yeah, we got some cool things on the go. We're very lucky because this year is really panning out, looking like it's going to be an amazing year for us. So
awesome. Well, I so appreciate the time, Mark. It's flown by 30 minutes. Been great to share all the latest stuff, the brand new single, of course, and some great stories. And I wish you all the best in 2011, and I'm sure we'll be talking another time in the year.
Definitely. Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. Stop by marklorenz.ca and say hi and join up with the Redneck Squad fan club. And yeah, let's have some fun this year.
That's a great plan, and our listeners, be sure to request Someday from Mark Lorenz at your local country station. Been a pleasure. My guest tonight has been country artist Mark Lorenz on the line with us from Calgary, Alberta. I'm Dave Woods. That'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting.